What color will you show me next, Ahava? May I always be looking for the many ways that you love. Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Do you like making bracelets? I went through this stage last year where I was making bracelets for a project that I was working on, and I was obsessed making bracelets, hanging out with friends, and watching TV, and pretty much just nonstop for a while. It was a fun little hobby, and everybody was giving me beads and charms, and it was a cute time. Well, that's partly what today's Devo is all about, a bracelet. I encourage you to stick around for it. It's called The Loved Ones by Savannah Coleman. I twirled the marble beads on my bracelet, cool against my skin. Gray, gray, bright blue. The turquoise color had intricate swirls of sky blue, the result making the bead look like an ever-moving sky. These bracelets reminded us of the love of Ahava, the love he daily shows us. Quickening my pace, I hurried to the meeting of the loved ones. Every week, we met to share our stories, and this would be my first time to share. Laughter and soft conversation spilled from within the willow tree leaves as I parted the delicate branches. They sat in a semicircle beneath the great willow, this group I had come to cherish. Aspen waved me over in excitement, her own beaded bracelets sliding up and down her slender wrists. "Welcome, loved ones." Roman's brown eyes were warm as he addressed us individually. "Who would like to share their story of the week first?" Aspen placed her hand on my shoulder encouragingly. I stood and pointed to my blue bead. "As many of you know, I recently joined the loved ones. I always felt like something was lacking in my life. There was this void in my heart I couldn't fill no matter what or who I tried to fill it with." I lifted my arm, graced with the bracelet. "Here is my story of Ahava's love. I was feeling deep grief because, as you know, my sweet cat of many years passed away. When I opened the word, I read Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. I felt such overwhelming love in that moment, and I watched one of my gray beads transform into this blue. Now, I look to it as a reminder of that precious revelation of Ahava's tenderness towards me." Heads nodded all around me, and several eyes shone with tears as I took my seat. Aspen stood and shared one of her loved moments, the colors on her many bracelets shining as she gestured excitedly. I breathed a silent prayer of gratitude to Ahava for constantly showing his care to his loved ones. "What color will you show me next, Ahava? May I always be looking for the many ways that you love." So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Ahava is a Hebrew word we find in the Bible, and it means love. In Deuteronomy 7:7-8, for example, God chose to save his people from the bondage of slavery in Egypt because of his Ahava love for them, not because they earned or deserved his love in any way. Have you received God's gift of love through sacrifice and resurrection of his son, Jesus, for you? Once we belong to him, we can know that we are no longer condemned because, by the blood of Jesus, we are forgiven and set free from the bondage of sin and death. Whatever we go through in life, we can be confident that God is for us because he already gave the ultimate sacrifice, Jesus. If you want to know more about this good news, check out the Know Jesus tab at unlocked.org. Although circumstances may be heartbreaking and people may abandon us or let us down, we can be confident that nothing and no one will ever be able to separate us from the love of God through Jesus Christ. Can you think of a time when you experienced God's redeeming, unconditional love for you? Consider taking a moment to express your gratitude and praise to Jesus, and perhaps also share this story with others. As we ponder God's immeasurable love, may it well up in our souls and overflow from our lips and in our actions. God never stops showing love to his children. Not only does he listen to us, he delivers us, he provides for us, and he is close to us when our hearts are broken. We are not promised a trouble-free life, but we are ultimately promised deliverance. Jesus echoed this promise when he said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." We can look forward to the day Jesus will return. Then everything will be made new and whole, and all his people will dwell with him forever. In the meantime, we can choose to meditate on all the many ways God daily shows his love for us. In today's story, people wore bracelets that reminded them of the ways they had experienced God's love in their lives. What is one way you could create a tangible reminder of God's goodness to you? As you and I can read in Romans 8:39, "Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Deuteronomy 7:7-8, Psalm 34, and Romans 8 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you like today's Devo? Do you have ideas for Devos of your own? Well, I encourage you to head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about the Bereans with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.